Quickly review the site of last week, just to dig it more into the sugya, and then we'll do this next sugya, which is actually a more leichter sugya, the mishnah of tomorrow session. Okay, so I'm not going to go into every single aspect of what we were trying to answer. But at least the Yisaita, the Ikar Yisaitis. The issue we had with the beginning of the sugya again was that the Mishnah said that if you're mafresh in a keva for an osham, so the Mishnah paskind that it's yirachi yistoyev. And then yiplu domov, and then yovi bidomeo osham. So the Gemara right away started with a problem. Why in the world, if you're mafresh in a keva for carbon osham, why in the world do you need a mum? It has the biggest mum imaginable. It's in a cave. It's not roy for a carb. So the Gemara's approach at the beginning was that it doesn't make any sense that you should need to let it graze. How much more pushed away from a carbon ashram do you want to get it? It's as far as it can be. So the Gemara says, Omar view the Ayu time it. Says the Gemara, there's some automatic concept. Migu, that it gets Kedushas Domim, it gets Kedushas Aguf. But really, the Gemara is unveiling a whole new concept, whole new Chiddush, which the Gemara on the get-go said that doesn't make sense, really. For some reason, this is like a very sharp turn in the thinking of the Gemara, because now the Gemara already questions Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was the one who said, what do you mean? Timocher shaloi b'mum. So really, the Gemara at the beginning was pretty much saying that Rav Shimon is right. Why in the world should you have to go and wait for it to get a mum? It's in a keva, which can't be an asham. What do you have to wait for anything to happen? It's as unworthy as it can be. That was the question. The Gemara then said, no, migu. And then the Gemara said that now what does Rav Shimon hold? Why didn't the Gemara just say Rav Shimon doesn't hold of that? The Gemara says Rav Shimon, why doesn't he hold like that? Why doesn't Rav Shimon also say it's automatic? Once it gets Kedushas Domim, it gets Kedushas Aguf. What's the Gemara's kasha? Rav Shimon doesn't hold of this. Doesn't hold of this new lumdus. It's a pelodic lumdus. He doesn't hold of it. What made the Gemara? That was the second kasha. So really, the two issues that we have here is, number one, just to understand what is the concept of migu de nachse kedushas dom nachse kedushas agov. L'chera, we see from every baal mum, we don't say that. What do we say by every baal mum? By every Baal Mum we say it only has Kedushas Domim. Why? Poshut, because it's not roy for the Mizbeach. So the Gemara's question was, so Nekeva should also not have Kedusha. So what's the Gemara's answer? Migu denachse Kedushas Domim. Your question was, it's like a Baal Mum. What's your answer? The Gemara didn't sharpen the answer. The Gemara said Migu, which is Vaiter Astira with Mum. Because mum, we don't say migu de nachse kedushas domim nachse kedushas aguf. So that's one problem. The second problem we had was, why does the Gemara now hold that Rav Shimon must embrace this also? He has to hold of this too. And the Gemara says, ad kedekach, what does he hold? And the Gemara feels forced to say that Rav Shimon doesn't argue with it completely. He only argues with one element. He holds that you need and the Gemara then comes out and says that if Shimon holds that you need hoyul, that it should be roy lovei kedushas, it's roy for it to have kedusha alimai. What would be k roy lochol kedushas aguf alimai? If the carbon that you're being mafresh, like let's say an oila, So you mafresh and oilus nekeva, there he agrees against kedushas haguf. Because there, if it would be a oif, then it would be able to be brought as a carb. So therefore, there he says the migu does work. But the Gemara is forced into that corner. He does hold of migu, but he holds of migu only in that case, where you have a case with a mother where it could have had kedusha. How could have it had kedusha? If it wasn't an animal, if it was a bird, then it could have had kedusha. So the problem we had was that seems to be a very, very far leap, very far leap to say migu. You're talking about if the behemah wouldn't be a behemah, it would be a bird, and you'd be bringing an oilus oif, then it would be okay if it wasn't a caver. What's that have to do with the behemah that you have in front of you? Not only that, the Gemara throughout the sugya then throws out cases which are much more similar, which are much more closely related. L'moshel, the Gemara gives cases where you have a soyer and a se'ira, where let's say you're a nasi or a yachid, whether you need a carbon zohar or you need a carbon akeva. The Gemara says, why don't we say migu? If you're makdish in a keva where you need a zohar, or you're makdish a zohar where you need an akeva, why don't we say migu? And the Gemara says, nah, that's not shver, because there you need to bring a zohar. Why don't we say migu over there too? That's much closer. A Soyer Nazim and a Soyer Yachid are in the same family. It happens to be that the Nazim needs a Zohar, the Yachid means an Akeva, but they're very closely related. Over there, no. Over there, there's no Migu, according to Rav Shimon. Why not? Because there's no connection. Because the Lamaisa, you need a Zohar, not an Akeva. You need an Akeva. What do you mean? That's much closer connected than saying this animal, if it would have been a bird, then it would have. We would say migu. So the whole thing, really, from beginning to end, very difficult. The ikur lumdus is difficult. Number one, step one. Step two, the fact that we're forced, that Rav Shimon holds of it, is difficult. And step three is the guideline of Rav Shimon seems to be totally outrageous. That he doesn't hold of migu where we would think he should have hold of it, and by a bird, he says yes, because by a behemoth, he says yes, because if it would be an oilus or oif, then it would be okay if it was in a cave. So the whole thing, really, from beginning to end, is just a medrash plia. And then we had, just as a side point, we had that for some reason, by menachas, it's mashma, we don't say migu. And that was the toisvus that we had, that makdish domei l'nesachim, any Kurdish Kedush is a goof. So some reason by Menoches and the Sochem over there in the Gemara and Shavuos, we don't say Migu Dinachs. So Tosfos says maybe that's going with a different sheet. It could be. Going like Rav Shimon, whatever. Okay. So now we get to the Mahalach, what we wanted to bring out here, and how it answers the Kasha. The yisoid that I wanted to say really was a very simple yisoid. Simple yisoid. The yisoid is like this. Really, the main point that I think will give you clarity is you have to look at it. Till now, till we got to this sugya, we looked at it like there are two kedushas. There's kedushas carbon, and there's kedushas domim. It's one or the other. Either it has kedushas carbon, and a kedushas carbon, by definition, has kedushas aguf. It's an oila, it's a shlomim, it's a chatas, has kedushas aguf. Or you have kedushas dhamma. Kedushas dhamma means it's not an oila, it's not a chatas, it's not an osha. Its value is meshubit to bring a carbon. Those are the only two types of things that we had until we got to this sugya. This sugya came was machadesh, so there's three categories. Three categories. Yes, there's something called kedushas aguf, which is a carbon oila, chatas, shlomim. That's one category. That's simple. Black and white. Everybody holds of that. There's something that's called kedushas domim, and that is a balmum. Balmum can only have a kedushas domim. There's no other kedusha that a balmum can have. Then, there's another category. This category, for a lack of a different word, I actually think it's the accurate way to describe it, we call it kedushas mizbeach. Kedusha's Mizbeach means it has Kedusha, intrinsic Kedusha, which connects it to the Mizbeach. And even though it's not roy to actually be brought as a carbon, specifically, but since what it's lacking is not a paslus, the reason why you can't bring it for a carbon is not because it's possible for a carbon, like an esnan zayna, or like a balmum, or like we'll talk about today, mitzvah v'avera. It's not an inherent something wrong with the carbon, but rather there's a characteristic requirement. I need a male, it's a female. I need a year-old, it's 2 years old. There's a side issue, not a reyesa in the carbon. At that case, if you are makdish it for the mizbeach, it goes to the mizbeach. Now the mizbeach was kind of this carbon. So now this carbon now, although it's not, can't have kedushas oila, it's not an oila. Can't have kedushas shlomim, it's not a shlomim, but has kedushas mizbeach. And kedushas mizbeach can't be removed. It's inherent, it's intrinsic. You have to get a mum. That's what migu. Migu de nachse kedushas domim, nachse kedushas aguf means when you go ahead and you give something to the Beis HaMikdash, which is roy for the mizbeach, even though it's not roy for the specific carbon that you channeled it to, it still gets kedushas mizbeach. So when I say I raise the oila, what I'm really doing is two things. I'm saying this should be for the mizbeach, and specifically it should be a carbon oil. And if it can't be a carbon oil, the mizbeach still is zoich in the carbon, but not as an oil, as kotshe mizbeach. Kotshe mizbeach means it's inherent, and it means that the kedusha that this animal has can't be removed. That's what migu is. That's migu. And the reason why the Gemara held that this lundus has to be is from the fact that we see hamakdish nekevol yelosoi, and the aloch is oiset muga. The same thing we have by oilus oiv, by a vlad oila that has kedushas aguf. How does it get kedushas aguf? It must be that since I channeled this thing to the mizbeach, since I channeled it to the mizbeach, even though it couldn't be brought on the Mizbeach, it still had Kedushas Mizbeach. Why? Because the only way for Kedushas Mizbeach not to be Chal is if the animal has a Reisa. Not the animal has a characteristic requirement specifically for this carbon. There's no steering within the cave in the Mizbeach. That's the Chachamim. I explained to you now the Chachamim Shita. Okay? The Chachamim hold on the cave that has Kedushas Mizbeach. What's the raya? Shlomim. Shlomim. Shlomim goes on the Mizbeach. So in the cave, there's nothing lacking. The Mizbeach is not a male chauvinist. No, there's nothing lacking within the cave going on to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach, there's no stira with Kedushas Mizbeach and in the cave. So when you're makdish in the cave for the Mizbeach, even if it can't go for the thing that you wanted it to go, automatically Kedushas Mizbeach is chalan. Because it's royal Mizbeach. Even though it's not royal Mizbeach in the specific way that you wanted it to be, but the fact that it is, there's nothing about it that's a stira with the Mizbeach makes the Mizbeach zeich. That's migu. And that's why migu de nachsa is not a contradiction with balmum. I balmum, we don't say migu de nachsa kedushas damim nachsa kedushas aguf, because a balmum has an inherent contradiction with Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what I'm saying. As far as Kedushas Mizbeach is concerned, being in a cave is not a balmum. The whole question of the Gemara was, if it's not roy for an oila anyway, it's not roy for an asham anyway, so it's like a balmum. What do you have to wait for it to get a mum? It's a balmum. The answer is it's not a balmum. Because the Mizbeach doesn't consider being in a cave a mum. LMI in the cave can't be brought for an oil. Okay, so it's not an oil. But still has Kedushas Mizbeach. That's Migu. So that is what I believe is the Migu, the lumnus of Migu. And really, Migu has its teeth in many sugis that we already had. The fact that we see that if you're makdash in a cave for an oil, the Vlad has Kedushas Aguf, that proves this concept, that there's such a thing called Migu. That there is such a Migu. There is such a Migu. You have to... So, that being the case, the Gemara therefore held that Rav Shimon can't argue. He won't be able to go through Shas rejecting Migu. That's why the Gemara asked, so what does he do? We knew Rav Shimon has to have an approach. Because if he rejects the concept of Migu, you will never have a case of an animal that has to wait to get a mum that can't be brought for a carbon. And that's not the case. So Rav Shimon has to agree with this lamdas. That's the point of the Yerushalmi, of the Gemara. So, question is, if that's the case, so what is his guideline? And that's what we said, that's really the second step. The first step is something I think we're all clear on now. The second step is to understand Rav Shimon. So I think that the Pshat in Rav Shimon is simple. Once we take this idea, and then the Mela, all the nuances get answered. I'm not going to go through every nuance, but just in a generic way, it will get answered. The answer, the Mahalach we had in Rav Shimon is like this. Rav Shimon holds, the Mizbeach is limited to the type of Kedusha that you gave. The Chachamim hold, the Mizbeach is standing there with its hands wide open. As long as you brought to the Mizbeach something that's roy from Mizbeach, the Mizbeach takes it. That's a Lashem Arutzim lawyer, Hektish is Koyach. You brought it to the Mizbeach, you said, I want to bring this to the Mizbeach, Hektish takes it in. That's the Chacham. Unless it has a mum, or it is unworthy for the Mizbeach, not unworthy for the Korban, unworthy for the Mizbeach, then it doesn't. But shy of that, the Mizbeach takes it over. Rav Shimon says no. Lamaisa, when I'm machayev myself to the Mizbeach, I have an ability to make standards, to make limitations. Right? And there are different types of shibudim. Sometimes when I'm mishabed myself to the Mizbeach, it's indiscriminatory. I'm being mishabed myself to the Mizbeach in a general way so that the Mizbeach can now take everything over. And sometimes I'm making a standard with the Mizbeach. I'm telling the Mizbeach, Mizbeach, I'm only being mishabed myself, limited. No different than any obligation that you would make, any contract that you would enter. And you put in it on a box, you check a box, a limited liability. You're limiting your liability. Rav Shimon holds that if the original contract that you made with the Mizbeach was with a type of Kedusha that cannot be chal on a Nekeva, right? So you're pretty much telling the Mizbeach, Nekeva, I'm not talking about. I'm not giving Nekeva to you. I'm not even giving it Kedusha's Mizbeach. Because I introduced to the Mizbeach only something which can never be a Nekeva. So it's like I checked the box, limited liability here. Limited obligation. Yeah. Oh, so if Shimon says, I must have in your obligation at least an allusion that you're alluding to the fact that you're opening the door to the Mizbeach being toifest in the cave. So now we have to look at you. That right away explains the whole latter part of the sugya. Because if you had to make a line in the sugya and say, what is the sugya concentrating on and what is the sugya saying unimportant? The line is very simple. What type of kedusha you made? We're not looking at the animal, we're looking at you. Because the difference between a behemoth and a bird is a gap that's too wide to bridge. So if we're going to try to look at this animal and go, well, cow, you could have been a bird. We're not looking at the behemoth. Else the behemoth, there's no shaykhs. We're not looking at the behemoth. We're looking at the person. We're saying, okay, you, what were you mechayev here? No, I was only mechayev my schorim v'haray. I said oila. One second. Oila includes nekevis too. So if oil includes nekevis, you can't say that by you saying arei alai oil or arei zu oil, you are limiting the possibility of a nekevis. That's the pshat. And the mela, by the same thing, by now we understand soyer and nozer and all that. Because soyer and nozer, soyer nasi and soyer hediot, we're looking at the person. If you also gavra could never bring a nekevis, so your obligation to the Mizbeach didn't include Nekeva. Our whole problem was that if we look at the Korban, the Sura and the Seira are much more similar than the Behemah and the Oif. But we're not looking at the Behemah. And that's why the Gemara says, well, we look at you. You, Nasi, can only bring this type of karma. So this is your obligation. You had it, you can only bring this type of karma. And then with this, we used also to explain the menachas, that since the menachas don't automatically go to Mizbech anyway, they need Kedushas Klisharas. So there the Mizbech doesn't chop it, because it's taken not worthy for the Mizbech until it gets Kedushas Kli. And that we had from the Brisker Rav. But the way we were learning it was very glatt. The whole thing was very glatt. Okay, I think that pretty much... Good, David? Okay. David gets the credit. He asked me to review this point. Okay. Start the next sugi here. It's really a leichter sugi. A lot of it is a repetition of what we already had. So that's why I'm going to focus mainly just on the kapara part of the sugi. Kapara habo b'aver. The Gemara says here, the Mishnah says that a tmura asashem and a vlad tmura and vlad vlad and atzev kaloyalam yirat shiistavu v'yimachru v'yipu damav l'nadavu. Rebbe Lezer says yamus. Rebbe Lezer ha'me yovi b'dameh ha'oilus. Seems to say the same thing as the Tanakhama. So the Mishnah asked that question. In other words, Tanakhama says you give the money to an oila, and Rebbe Lezer seems to say you give the money to an oila. Oshom shemesu ba'alov v'shekipru ba'alov yiruat sheyistoavu. And Oshom, that the Bailam died, or the Bailam was mechapa yiruat sheyistoavu, v'yimachru the same halacha, yiplu nadava, damav l'nadava. Rebbe Lezer says, Yemusu, Rebbe Lezer oimer, yovi b'dame oila. Now the Mishnah asks, on the whole Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer seems to be repeating the Tanakhama. Rebbe Lezer, who says you bring it for an oila, is saying the same thing the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama said Nedova means an oila. Kayetz Mizbeach means an oila. V'aloi af Nedova oila. L'chor, Nedova is also an oila. Uma bein divrei Rabbi Elezer l'divrei Chachamim. Elo bizman shibo oila. When you're bringing it as a regular oila, this is Rebbe Lezer's opinion. Soy mechaleh yidu smicha umevi nisachim. You bring the sachem and the sachem, mishaloh, you have to bring your own sachem. It's a carbon yachad. The difference between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lezer, Tanakhama says it goes to an adova, it has a din of an oilas tzibur. Rebbe Lezer holds it's an oilas yachad, you bring it as your personal oila. Personal oila needs smicha. Personal oila brings your own sachem. Im hoya koyen, if you're a koyen, you could keep it for yourself. Avodosav oira shaloh, it belongs to you. Bizmanshi in adova. But according to the Tanakhama, that the Osham, the Tmuras Osham, the Vlad Osham, goes to Nedova, that's a Korban Sibur. And therefore, Eino Yisoy Mechala, you don't do Smicha. The Eini Mevila and Nesachim, Nesachim Yishol Sibur. You don't bring your own Nesachim, it comes from the Sibur. And Afal Pishu Koyin, it doesn't matter if you're a Koyin, it's not your Korban. It goes to the Mishmar. Avidoso V'oira Mishalan She Mishmar. Goes to the Mishmar. It goes to the family of the Kohanim that are working that week in the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, what do we need the case of Tmura Sosam, Vlad Tmura, Vlad Vlad Anatsev Kol Olam, and then again, Osham Shemesu Balav, Vekipu Balav. It's the same idea. Tzricha. The Yashmin and Osham, if we just have the Sefer, the case of Osham that you were Mechaper, right? Kipu Balav, Behol Ka'omar Rebbe Lezer Yomus. Only here Rebbe Lezer is machmer, it should go to be killed. Mishum de gozar lacha kapor to lifnei kapor. He's afraid you may come to go and redeem it before kapor, where you won't be allowed to. It's a regular korban asher. However, in the Reisha, it never was a regular korban asher. It was a vlad asher. It was a tmuras asher. It was never a regular asher. Avol gabi tmuras asher, vlad tmura, eimu moidilu l'rabbona. V'yashminun hosam bokami rabbona. We just have the ratio, we would say maybe by the case of Osham Shekipru Bala Lemis Ozla. Avogabi Osham Moidil Rebbe Lezer Tzrich. Okay. So that's why we need both cases in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omer Av Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Machloikes Lacha Kapora. The Machloikes is only after Kapora. Meaning if you already were Machapra. Avolifne Kapora, Divya Koilu Atzma Yikorev Shlomo. You could bring the Vlad Tmura for an Asha. Meaning, He holds that if you made a tamura sashen, or a nekeva, and then that nekeva had a zachar, you could bring that zachar itself for an ashen. If you didn't yet do kapara with your initial carbon that you made the tamura from, so again, I have asham number one, then I have a nekeva that I made tamura onto, and then the nekeva that had kedushas asham had a zachar. So that zachar, not only is there not a din of yamusu, if I didn't yet use number one, I could use number three. I could use the vlad of the tamura for my carbon asham. That's what he says. So the whole shaila in our Mishnah is that the first asham was already brought. But if the initial asham was not brought, then the vlad tamura would be able to be brought as a carbon. That's his chiddush. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Avuha machlokes lachar kapora, aval lifnei kapora divrei hakoel hu atzma yikar eshlam. You could bring in itself for a carbon asham. Omer Rabbi states she was bedover. He says, I disagree. Two reasons why I disagree. The main reason, we'll see, the second reason is just a diak. The main reason is, choda, the ein odom miskaper bedover habo ba'avera. He says, I know that Rav Chanina said beferish, l'siru of Shuvan Levi, that says Vlad Rishon Karav, only Vlad Rishon could be brought, Vlad Sheni ain't Karav. So you see, the Vlad of the Tamur you can't bring. But the Lomdus, the reason why in Lomdus he holds he can't bring it, is because it's a kapara habo ba'avera. That's what he says. Okay. Now, it's obvious from our Gemara that this is a new concept. We haven't had this anywhere else in Shas. There's something called, all over Shas we talk about mitzvah habo ba'avera. But this is a new terminology. Kapara habo ba'avera. And obviously, kapara habo ba'avera doesn't mean mitzvah habo ba'avera. It can't mean mitzvah habo ba'avera. Huh? Right, so. Okay, that's a good point. But besides for that, let's look. The Gemara says that if that's the case, how do you bring... So, that it's a kapara habo ba'avera. Aye, so how do you bring an oila? How do you bring it as an oila? That we know you could bring as an oila. How do you bring it as an oila? Why don't we say it's a habo ba'avera? The Teretz says, because Oshem is coming for kapara. Right? No, by an Oshem, it's Anachet. Over Allah, lo yachlifenu. So look at Rashi. The Afal Gav, this is about five lines down in the wide lines at the bottom. The Afal Gav, the Tmuras Oilo Shlomim Karva. What do you mean? We see you do bring it. You could bring an oil or a shlamim, tmura. That's what you're supposed to do. For ha yahu tmurasa ye kodesh. How do you do that? Says Rashi, hani lav lekapora asyan. So Rashi is very clear that whatever the Gemara means, when the Gemara says you can't bring a tmura, a vlad tmura, for a carbon oshem, it's only an oshem. But for an oiler, you'd be allowed to bring it. Or raya, you could bring tamura itself. Forget a vlad tamura. You could bring tamura itself for an oiler. Forget the vlad of an oiler, of a tamura, which is already one more step removed. You could bring the tamura itself for an oiler. So Rashi says a chiddush, which is muchach, has to be, because otherwise the whole mesecht is a contradiction with this blot. The whole Masechta's Tamura is you bring the Tamura for a carbon. How do you bring Tamura? Masechta's Tamura doesn't work. That's Rashi's question. Rashi's question is, Rabbi Isai, we're learning Masechta's Tamura. Tamura is brought for a carbon. That's Rashi's question. Rashi says, no, it's only by an Osho. Because an Osho is Kapora. For kapora, you can't do it. That's what Rashi says. Only als kapora. But oila, not. That's Rashi. So, forgetting the difficulties that we're going to have with that, let's leave that on the side for a moment. Stama question is, what do you mean? There's a concept called mitzvah bo b'avera. Right? Stam. Mitzvah habo b'avera. So why isn't tmura mitzvah habo b'avera? I understand. Rashi wiggled out of his kasha. Rashi asked us a kasha. But once Rashi asked us a kasha, he got us thinking. Rashi asked us a kasha. He said, I don't understand. What happened to every tmura? How are you able to bring a tmura for a carbon? That's Rashi's question. So Rashi says, don't worry about that. It's not such a big problem. Because look at the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, kapora habo b'avera. The Gemara didn't say mitzvah habo b'avera. The Gemara said kapora habo b'avera. That's Rashi. Right? So my question to you is, fine, so let's take out the word kapora for a moment and put in mitzvah. Now you do have a problem. Now I have a problem on the whole Masechta. Why isn't tmura mitzvah habo b'avera? What? What does that mean? Really? The Torah says you have to be makrif tomorrow? Show me. Kodesh. A Baal Mum is also Kodesh. Esnan Zain is also Kodesh. You can't bring it. It's too bad. It's Kodesh. You can't bring it. The Torah doesn't say bring it. So it's a mitzvah b'avera. You can't bring it. It's a pella. It's mamash a pella. It's true. Until Rashi brought this up, I wouldn't think, I'm not thinking about it. Yeah, but now Rashi brought it up. He brought up a good point. Rashi's saying, what about tomorrow? You know what? Now, forgetting that Rashi's walking on a very, very thin line here, because the Gemara says throughout Shas that the oil is mechaper. It's mechaper on Asay. The oil is a mechaper. L'chore, every carbon is a mechaper. Chatas for sure. Chatas and Hashem is poshet. But even an oil is a mechaper. We'll see that there's even a tzad to say that a shlomim is a mechaper. And mitzvah bo b'avera includes any mitzvah. So it's true, I asked the Olam to look up the Ritva in Sukkah. The Ritva in Sukkah implies that there are those who hold that mitzvah bo b'avera is only by kapora. You got the Ritva here on Daf Shin Nun Tes in the Mara Mekoymes. To me, Milsa, why do I need a pasuk to say that a stolen sukkah is no good? Lomali ko, typically the havale mitzvah bo baver. It's a mitzvah bo baver. Kidamuinon bekorban ubelulav. Tirtzu betoisves. Deleko lemeimar mitzvah bo baver lebedover habol ratzes. We only say mitzvah bo b'avera by something that comes to be meratzah. Kikorba. Velulav. Avaloi b'shar mitzvahs. Now, even this sheet, maybe according to this sheet that we would have a mahalach. Even according to this sheet that we don't have a mahalach. Why? Because for sure, a carbon oil is meratzah. As much as a lulav. I mean, a lulav is also not mechaper. But the Gemara says in Tainus that a lulav is meratzah. It's meratzah alamayim, but it's meratzah. So we only say, according to this opinion, we only say mitzvah b'avera by something that's coming to do ritzui. Right? And clearly an oila is as much of ritzui as a lulav. So really, we're really in a pickle here. We're really in a pickle. Why isn't this a mitzvah b'avera? Should be possible. What's mitzvah b'avera? Why isn't every tmura possible? Forget kapora b'avera. That's Rashi's kasha. It's called mitzvah b'avera. Should be possible. That's a major kasha. Major kasha. The Sefer HaIkrim has a different question. He says, it's obvious that whatever the Gemara is talking about here is not mitzvah bo vavera, it's kapora bo vavera. The raya is, he brings a raya from Rashi. Rashi says that it's kosher. It's kosher for a oila. The tumura is kosher for an oila. So it's obviously not mitzvah bo vavera. So Elamite is a new concept called kapora habo vavera. So he twists it. He says, if that's the case, how do we know that there's such a thing as mitzvah bo vavera? Where do we learn mitzvah bo vavera from? Heveisim es ha-gozl ves ha-piseach, from a pasuk by Kabbanis. It says, Heveisim es ha-gozl ves ha-piseach. As to say for Ikrim, now that Rashi is telling us that there's a difference for something that comes for kapora and something that doesn't come for kapora, how do we know that there's even such a thing as mitzvah bo vavera at all? Maybe when the Torah said, Heveisim es ha-gozl ves ha-piseach, it was talking about this din, kapora haba bavera. But maybe mitzvah haba bavera is okay. Who says there's even such a thing as mitzvah haba bavera? The source of mitzvah haba bavera is this sugya, is the pasuk of that's going on this inyan. Hey, veisim is a gozel v'sa piseach. So maybe all the Torah is conveying to you is this message, the message of this gemara, kapora haba bavera, which is totally limited. It only is by a chatas and an osh. It's not even all-inclusive by karbonis. According to the way we understand the Gemara, it doesn't even include all karbonis. It only includes chatas and osh. So how do we know there's a mitzvah of our period? That's his cash. That's it. Say for Ikri. Polimed, I'll give it to Naftali for next week. So I apologize. It's the first day. It's on time. I'm ending on time today. It's the first day of this month, so I got to be back in the yeshiva. But so I will add, basically the Olam should continue with the Ma'am HaKaymas that I gave already, the Sugi in Me'ila, and Tvachim, and also we'll add the Sefer Ikrim to it. So I'll give that to you later. I don't have it here, I'll give it to you later.